诸佛菩萨、宣公上人、各位法师、各位善知识，大家晚安，阿弥陀佛。我的名字叫孙海丽。今天法师安排我今天晚上跟大家结法缘，讲一讲我的学佛因缘以及过程。如果有讲的不如法的地方或讲错的地方，请大家慈悲给予指正。All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, all Dharma Masters, and all good knowing advisors, good evening, 阿弥陀佛。Dharma Master arranged me to give a Dharma talk to tie to Dharma affinity with everyone tonight.And if I have said anything wrong or not according with the Dharma, please kindly give me correction. 当我开始回想这个学佛的因缘的时候，我就开始回想，仔细的想一想，其实学佛不是这么简单的。在我学佛的路程上，有三个人促使我走上了学佛的道路，就是我的妈妈、我的大姐以及我的侄儿。So when I come to think about it, reflect in the past, how do I started to learn Buddha Dharma? It is really not an easy thing to encounter Buddha Dharma. Actually, there are three key people.Made me to learn Buddha Dharma and stay on this path. My mother, my sister, and my nephew. 要是没有他们的话，我认为我不可能会在这里，而且也不可能，不会有这么大的动力，学习。Without them, I won't be here tonight, and I don't think I would have enough strength and motivation to stick with it. 我是在我出生在台南，台湾。从小是在眷村长大。我的父亲是一位军人。我们住的眷村这个军人的房子。那父亲在我的小时候，很小的时候，他就很少回家。那个时候我还很小，不清楚，长大才知道原来他那个时候得了肺病，需要长期的住院治疗，所以有很长的时间不在家。那这个家庭的重担就是落在我妈妈的一个人的身上。那个时候生活非常的艰苦，那我妈妈她又没有受过任何教育，他就必须做他能够做的工作，而且抚养五个孩子。So I was born in Tainan City, Taiwan. I grew up in a village that was built specifically just for the soldiers' family. My father was in the army. He was a soldier.When I was young, I seldom see him came home because I didn't know at that time when I was young. But after I grew up, I know he had tuberculosis and had to live in the hospital to get cured. Therefore, the burden of raising family lay on my mother's shoulder. At that time, life was very difficult for my mother. She was uneducated and had to work whenever the work she can get, and also to care for the family and the five kids. 尽管再怎么样的困难呢，我妈妈她都是她从来不会让我们饿到。然后那个小时候，我记得就是白饭摊泡这个酱油都是吃得香喷喷的。 那时候生活非常简单，这个生活也非常单纯，很容易得到满足。尽管如此呢，我母亲在这个长期的劳碌之下，她很年轻的时候就得到了糖尿病。那这个病呢，这个疾病就一直折磨着她，一直到她往生在1996年。So as difficult as life can be for my mother, but she had never let us go on hungry. She was a very tough lady. I remember when I was young, always we had a bowl of white rice mixed with soy sauce, and that would be a delicious meal for us. We lived in a simple life, and it was very easy to satisfy. However, due to the long-term toil and the hardship for the family, my mother got the diabetes. When she was very young. And this disease had been tortured her until her death in 1996. 我母亲的死对我来讲是一个像晴天霹雳一样，因为那个时候觉得很多的情绪就渐渐的出现在她往生以后，我开始觉得深深的忏悔，因为没有好好的照顾她。那时候我住在美国，也没有回去台湾去关心，真正关心她，只是电话联络而已。所以这个责怪还有忏悔，这个责怪跟这个忏悔还有悲哀就渐渐的陪伴了我度过了一段时间。因为我就是因为这样子，所以我开始寻找答案，寻找这个生与死的答案。那在他往生之后，我买的第一本书就是西藏生死书。但是那本书我看了之后对我没有什么帮助，而且我也看不大懂。My mother's death was like a thunder in the clear sky for me. There were many emotions came out gradually after she passed away. Many I feel I didn't take good care of her and being a filial daughter for her. And I wasn't there for her when she was ill.During that time I was living in America, we just communicate by phone. So I lived in a blend of remorse and sadness for a long time. It's because of that I started to seek the answer of birth and death. So I bought a book called Tibetan Book of Birth and Death. I read about it, but it didn't really help me much. And many things I still don't understand.所以终于有一天我的姐姐回台湾去，然后我跟我姐姐去我们家附近的一间寺庙，是开元寺。那开元寺是清朝时代郑成功他给他母亲建的一个别墅，就后来就转成了寺庙，所以是已经超过上百年了。那在那间那在寺庙里面有三个堂，其中一个堂一个殿呢就是观音殿。我记得小时候呢，我母亲经常会带我去观音殿里面拜佛，然后每当她有心情不好遇到困难的时候，她就会去那边拜佛。那这个现在想想看，无形之中我的母亲就在那个时候给我种了跟佛教种了一个，还有观音菩萨种了一个种子，就在那个时候。虽然那个时候我不认识观音菩萨，也不知道他是谁。One day, my sister and I went to a temple near our hometown, and the temple is called 开元Temple. That temple has been around for more than 100 years. It was from Qing Dynasty, an official. When he went to Taiwan from China, he built it for his mother as a villa. So after that, it became a temple. In the temple, there are three Buddha holes. One of the holes has Grand Bodhisattva's image. I remember when I was young, my mother always would bring me there with her to pray for Guan Yin Bodhisattva whenever she had a bad move or she had a trouble. Unknowingly, my mother planted a Bodhi seed for me with Guan Yin Bodhisattva and with Buddhism at that time. So I would appreciate it to think about it right now. But then again, I didn't really know who Guan Yin Bodhisattva was. 就在那个开元寺，我的姐姐请到了宣化上人开示录，所以他就拿给我看，就在观音殿请到的，所以他拿给我看。那其实他也没有怎么看，他就给我看。那我看了之后呢，我就说，哎，我们为什么都不知道加州有一个这么大的万佛圣城，居然在美国住了这么久，真的是觉得这个因缘没有到，而且业障深重，所以我姐姐回来美国之后呢，我就继续待在台湾，所以那来到这个万佛圣城的因缘是到两年以后才成熟的。So my sister got a few books of the Venerable Master's instructional Dharma talk in the Guanyin Hall. She didn't really read about that those book. She gave it to me to read. So after I read it, I said to her, "So how come we have never known about the City of 10,000 Buddhas in California? I never heard about Venerable Master's name while we lived in America for so long." So my sister went back to America and I continued to stay in Taiwan. The cause and conditions did not really mature for us to come to CDTP until August 1998. One day I went back, 有一天呢，我就自己一个人又独自回到这个开元寺，因为有一天我做梦梦到我的母亲独自一个人在黑暗中行走，所以我就感觉他不是还没有得到解脱，他不是过得很好。那当我离开开元寺，徘徊在那边离开开元寺之后呢，我还不想立刻回家，但是也不知道要去哪里。后来我就觉得有一种很强的力量。想要指引着我去另外一条的街道，那个街道是对我完全是陌生的，我从来没有去过，所以我就跟着那个感觉走，然后就走下去。那突然我就看到一个招牌，上面就写着宣化上人法印流通处，在一个那个台南的那闹区的街道里面。那我看了之后，我就觉得又惊讶又欢喜，就是说这个不就是这个上人宣化上人开示录的宣化上人吗？那我就停下来到那边去查问一下，结果就碰到一位师姐，她正好要准备做放生的仪式，我就跟她谈一谈，然后就才知道原来她来过圣城，她是上人的皈依弟子，然后他想要就是经过朋友的关系，所以借到那栋房子，就临时借到那个房子，在那边想要流通上人的开示录经典以及去来跟大家一起共修。So when I left the Kaiyuan Temple, I didn't really want to go home yet. but didn't know where to go either. However, there was a strong power trying to guide me to go to a different street that is totally strange for me. So I followed that feeling and moved on. All of a sudden, I saw a sign that said, Venerable Master Hua's Dharma Sound Circulation Place. I was surprised and happy all at the same time. So I stopped there and went in there to check it out. I talked to a Dharma sister. She was ready to do the liberation life ceremony. And I find out that she was a Venerable Master's disciple and she'd been to CTTP before. And the reason she is in that place is because she just borrowed that place from her friend. The purpose is to circulate Venerable Master's books and the sutras and to cultivate together with the local lay people there. 所以就从那个时候开始，我就跟这位师姐，就是还有其他的人在那边学习。我就开始第一次在那边学会拜大悲忏，然后念楞严咒还有诵地藏经有时候呢，我们会去六归法界圣寺一起去参加法会，念楞严咒在那里。那个时候还是女众的道场。From then on, the Dharma sister told me how to bow great compassion, repentance, and recite Sarangama mantra, and recite Earth Store Bodhisattva Sutra, and sometimes we cultivate together. We will go to Dharma Realm Sejuri Monastery in Liu Kui in Kaohsiung to attend the Dharma Assembly there. So at that time, the Dharma Realm Sejuri Monastery was still a woman's way place. Just 那个流通处的那个时候，有一天我就请了两卷袋子回去看录影带，一卷是修行在圣城，一卷是上人纪念专辑，图毗大典纪念专辑。然后当我看到这个上人的图毗大典专辑的时候，我的眼泪就不停地流下来。那个时候也不知道为什么，可是看到就是一直哭一直哭。现在后来我就知道，我觉得那个是上人的愿力，他在度化我们，因为上人的愿力是很大的，他是度化我们所有的众生。因为我看到这个上人的十八大愿里面的第十四大愿，上人说：愿一切众生见我面乃至闻我名，悉发菩提心，速得成佛道。So one day in the circulation place, I borrowed two videotapes.One is cultivation in Sejuri City, and the other one is Venerable Master's Namana Memorial series tape. When I saw that tape, my tear was coming down from my eyes. And I didn't have that feeling ever before, and I didn't know why I did that. Then,after I read Venerable Master's books and his vows, I know that was Venerable Master's vow. He tried to cross all living beings. In one of his 18 great vows, the 14 vows, He said that may all living beings see my face, even hear my name, all bring forth to body mind, and quickly obtain the Buddha's way. 我深深觉得自己真的像一只迷失的羔羊，罪障很深重，没有早早的遇到上人这位大善知识。当上人出世的时候，没有能够目睹圣，亲自目睹圣容，跟上人学习佛法，这是我人生的一大遗憾。但是可幸的是，我还是遇到了佛法，来到了正法的道场，然后跟大家一起学习。So I deeply remorse and regret that I was like a lost sheep, and I have a heavy karmic offenses, and I didn't meet the Venerable Master when he was alive, when he was still in the world, and to learn the Buddha Dharma with him. That was my greatest regret. So, 这个就是第二个，就是我姐姐的因缘，所以让我这个能够看到上人的书。那第三个因缘就是我的侄儿。那在1998年这个有弘法团，我们的弘法团回去台湾弘法的时候呢，回去弘法，那我就报名参加，从台北、高雄、花莲一路上报名参加做义工，然后也参加法会，就在那个时候正式的皈依受戒。那个是对我来讲是前所未有的，让我很感觉到非常的震撼。所有的义工们都是这么的虔诚，从早做到晚都从不休息，真的像上人讲的一样，流血汗不休息。那些义工们让我深深感动，都可以做到半夜，也不会叫累。In 1998, DRBA's Dharma delegation went back to Taiwan to propagate Dharma. I went along to attend this, to be a volunteer and to attend the Dharma session, and took a refuge and a precept at the same time. I was very shocked and very touched by the volunteers there. They worked so hard from day to night and never complained, and very cooperated. And just like the Venerable Masters teach, we don't complain, we bleed, we sweat, we bleed, we don't complain, we don't rest. 所以就在弘法团回去了之后呢，我就开始想到我的侄儿，我想要带他来圣城给他念男校。因为我知道他很不快乐，因为他的父母在他4-5岁的时候就离婚，那他从来没有一个固定的住所，他的小学就换了4-5间学校，都还没有毕业，所以我决定带他来圣城南校念书，他就也自动也愿意了，那我就回来美国，跟我姐姐，我们三个人就从佛罗里达开车。一路上开到这里，开到万佛圣城来，都非常的顺利，没有障碍。So after the Dharma delegation went back to come back, I began to think about my nephew, whose parents had been divorced since he was 4 and 5 years old.I know he wasn't really happy about his life, and I thought maybe I can provide him and give him a little change in environment by bringing him to a boys' school, study here. And he was cooperated, and he came he agreed. He came, and we all came with my sister. So in 1998, August, we drove from Florida all the way to CDDB very smoothly without any obstruction. So now, 现在想想，我认为这个因为学佛，这个，因为我母亲的往生，所以让我想要这个寻找生与死的答案。那因为这个我的姐姐，所以那个请到上人的书，所以让我学到上人的法，来到了万佛圣城。因为我的侄儿呢。我想要帮助他，我并不是说想要自己来，那时候没有想到要来这里，只是想要帮助他，所以就带着他来了。尽管他们不知道，他们都不知道，那我觉得也是因为他们的缘故，所以让我这个待在，让我回到，再次回到这里，然后然后学习佛法。我是那，我觉得是他们也是我的善知识，非常感谢他们。I learned Buddhism because my mother's passed away, and because I want to seek the answer of birth and death. I encountered Venerable Master's Dharma because of my sister. Got a book of Venerable Master's Dharma books from the temple. In Tainan. And I came to CDTB because I wanted to find a better school for my nephew. It's not for myself. It's because of that. And now they have all gone. They are not here. Only me come back to live in the CDTB right now. So whether they know it or not, I think it's them who made it possible for me to walk on the Bodhi path and learn the Buddha, then to cultivate with everyone here. I am really thankful and deeply appreciating them. Basically, 可惜呢，那个1998年来的时候只住了一年，因为我的侄儿不习惯，所以就搬出去了。那搬出去之后呢，他就在这个尤卡亚海高中念书，那我也就跟着出去工作，然后帮助他也同时呢，一方面也还自己的债务，学生贷款，那一晃就是12、13年，就好像恍如昨日一样，时间过得非常的快，其中有很多过程，很多不可思议的事情发生在我身上，我觉得都是佛菩萨在给我的加持，所以想要离开的时候也没有走掉，所以觉得佛菩萨上人就是默默在帮助我，所以才能够今天继续的留下来。So we only live here for 1 year, then moved out because my nephew didn't get used to it. So he went out, moved to Ukiah. He studied in the Ukiah High School there, and I didn't move away either. I just stayed with him to continue to help him and also work at the same time to pay my student loan. And one time I was planning to leave and get a job in somewhere else. But however, I didn't leave, continue to stay here in Ukiah. I think it's because there are many responses. I think it's because from the blessing of Venerable Master and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that made me to continue to stay here. 所以有很多的这个感触，这个也以后跌到以后有机会的话慢慢说。